It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. Ready to dance? Back when there were 45s, this kind of music dominated the airwaves in the 60s and early 70s. Now a musician in his mid-20s has launched his own soul revival. This is Ryan Shaw. That's the artist's name. It's also the title of his new CD. The release includes a mix of Shaw's own music and his interpretations of classic soul. Shaw grew up in a strict religious home in Decatur, Georgia. Gospel, he says, was the only music allowed.
My mom didn't like the devil's music, as she sometimes called it. My mother's like a Southern Pentecostal minister, so it was really about church and the only songs I really knew. Like, I heard pop music, like in the grocery store or if I was at the mall with some friends or whatever.
Kind of background music.
Right? Yeah, it was foregrounded to me because I love anything music I love. So I was just like, God, I wish I could find out who that was, but...
Really?
Mom,
so you'd be at the mall and you'd hear something and this yearning for what you hear on Muzak?
Yeah, and most of the time it was old school artists. So, like, I've been hearing, like, they would play, like, old Aretha and they would play some, you know, James Brown and, you know, a lot of Motown they would play a lot. You know, so I heard a lot of Marvin Gaye and Temptations, Four Tops, Tammy Terrell. But once I moved to New York, I worked at the Motown Cafe. And then 2 years after that, I joined the Soul Shakers. We did doo-wop and 50s, 60s soul. That's when I really got into that area of music, and it felt like I'd been singing it my whole life.
Was there a particular song that just got you?
Yeah. I Found a Love. Huh. Wilson Pickett, yeah. It took over my persona, and I, for one of the first times, found myself having like an out-of-body experience, like looking down at myself going, wow, boy, you are really singing, you know? You are really, wow, what is this? It was the first time I was actually singing a song where I came outside of myself and it wasn't gospel. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, because growing up, you know, we learned, it's not about you, stay out of self. You know, you sing it for God and do it for God and don't be up there showing off. And just, you know, if it's coming from your heart, then that's what it is. And it was the first time I think I was singing something that wasn't gospel and it was coming from my heart. Yeah.
Now, Ryan, when I listen to you singing I Found a Love, you're singing a song about a woman and a woman who has, you know, left her imprint on a man's heart to the point that he is not himself anymore. You talked about your mother, who's a Pentecostal minister. I can't help but wonder what she thinks when she hears you sing these songs.
Well, she's proud. She is proud of me. She stayed with me.
You're twisting all over in your chair when you say that.
No, she's... I mean, if I was singing gospel, she'd be ecstatic. I mean, I'm a Christian myself, so there's nothing that me as a man of God would feel, you know, slighted by, something that I should be ashamed of. And I think my mom, she may put the record on and maybe listen to it, you know, once every blue moon. She's not going to put it on every day just because it's her son, because I know her beliefs and how she feels. I mean, my message is love and God is love, so... In a way, it's kind of the same, but it's just not gospel.
So she's okay with it?
She's okay, yes.
That's good. I want to listen to a song called I'll Be Satisfied.
Ah, Jackie Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Just a kiss, just a smile. Hold my hand, baby, just once in a while. Me when you're away, call me darling just once a day. That's all I need, that's all I need, and I'll be satisfied. True love came to me when I met you. True love makes me know I won't forget you when you're so forgiving. Just a kiss, just a smile. Hold my hand, baby, just once in a while. That's all I need, that's all I need. And I'll be no, 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 no.
This release also includes some of your original compositions.
We want to write songs that, you know, hopefully people would say stood up to the originals. Because songwriting today is a lot more, you know, faddish and cliches, and who can put the most trickiest word in to make it sound contemporary. And then 4 years later, you know, nobody's saying that word anymore, which makes the song, you know, invalid. You know, I like to use plain words and subject matter that's attainable by everyone, as opposed to me saying, you should be able to buy out the bar or have an Escalade or get the rims. Because, you know, some people don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Some people can't afford that. A lot of music makes people hate where they are as opposed to meeting them where they are. Everybody say keep it real and being in the ghetto. Well, people in the ghetto in the projects can't buy Escalade. And if they could buy one, shame on them, because you should just get a Honda and buy a house. You know, so it's like, you know, come on, let's do something, you know, more with ourselves. So, you know, I think music about love and about life and, you know, things that is attainable by everyone opens people to say, let's be loved. Let's, you know, let's reach out for something greater. Let's help my brothers, you know. And that's kind of how we kept the sentiment of the records, because that was true to what they wrote about back then. If your heart was broken, my heart is broken. I'm broke, baby, just love me anyway, you know. We got love, you got me. If I got you, baby, we got more than money. You are everything a man's been dreaming of. Oh, we got love, baby, we got love.
Now, Ryan, most of the cuts, in fact, all of the cuts on the CD, you're backed by a fantastic band, but I have heard that you're wonderful at a cappella also, and there's one particular song that people say you just nail every time. It's Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come, and I was wondering if you would mind just giving us a taste of that, just a taste.
Okay. This song is not on the record, but I do open my live show with this song. So I guess that's where the rumor comes from. So,
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is.
That's wonderful, Ryan.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
Ryan Shaw's debut CD is called This Is Ryan Shaw. You can hear more of Ryan's music at npr.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.